Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, October 27th. In the news this morning, overnight e-buy prices were December corn up 2.5 cents at 687.5. December wheat up 14 cents at 854.5. And January beans up 6.5 cents at 1399.5. Export sales this morning. We're good on the wheat at the high end, 533. The corn, dismal, 264. The beans, as expected, 1.03. That was more than half of what it was a week ago. The Chinese were certainly the biggest buyers around. Pakistan looked like they bought somewhere between 300,000 to 500,000 metric tons of Russian wheat. The UN came out with another statement saying that they fully expect that the export corridor with Ukraine and Russia will be extended, and I think that's good news if that happens. A lot of people are focusing on the dry weather in Argentina, cutting wheat production there. I agree that it's dry. They've lost about 1.3 million metric tons of wheat in the last couple of weeks due to the drought, but overall, the U.S. has wheat, Russians have wheat, Ukrainians have wheat. There doesn't seem to be any big shortage. Australia, yes, has seen some flooding, but they're still looking for the third bumper crop in a row there. So I don't see that as a major issue out here. The outside markets are very strong here today. Crude oil is up another $1.35 a barrel. We're at 89.27. The high is 89.47. Between right here, 89.50 and 90 bucks a barrel, there's a lot of resistance. The Dow Jones is up another 325 points. It's 100 off its highs. We've been 400 higher. The only offsetting factor out there is the dollar is back up 70 ticks at 110.26. So a little bit of a mixed bag out here. We're certainly going to start off higher in the grains, would be my guess. I don't know if we're going to be able to sustain it here. The bean oil has been the strongest thing around. Maybe we see some strength through tomorrow. But, overall, the wheat seems like it's had one heck of a rally, but we're still almost a dollar off the highs we made several weeks ago. We can't even get January beans to close over 14 bucks, let alone November's. But, I just don't see anything compelling on the bull side. But nobody wants to get too short in here, knowing that Russia and Ukraine could have problems at any given moment. So there's a lot of things in this market that could certainly send us higher very quickly. So nobody wants to really get in front of that. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT Hedge.